This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You guys need some love.
Ooh, this Jane Child go hard.
You don't know nothing about this young buck.
I got a little more play, just a little bit. Welcome to Hour 3 of The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Eric took us on a ride, ain't he? Oh, cheap ass.
Yeah, you were his therapist there for a second.
I mean, if a man wants his questions answered, I'm here for it. I mean, what else to talk radio hosts do? People got questions, we got answers. You don't want to spend a bunch of money. Everything is very expensive. Dating is another bill that disproportionately falls on the man. I don't mind. If I'm pursuing a woman, I don't mind at all. But once we have something established, and it depends on the woman, the circumstance, and the situation, how often I'm seeing her. Because there's some people you might see, hell, 2-3 times a week, right? So you're talking a lot. Communication is constant. And you can really get to know somebody because you can text them. You can talk on the phone. You can hang out with them in person. You know, we're hanging out often, you know, let's say we're kicking it 2 or 3 times a week. You're going to have to pay for some of this stuff now. Unless, because if I'm paying for everything, I'll make all the rules. You don't have any authority in what I do and where I go, and you're paying for nothing. You've got zero skin in this game. You were along for the ride, and you were being entertained. And as long as I'm entertaining you, and when I'm with you, it's just going to be me and you. I'm not going to be looking at my phone. I'm not going to be flirting with other women. But then when I'm not with you, it's none of your business, especially if you're not paying anything, which is totally fine. But also, I don't want – women hate when men are just doing good without them. I think that's what a lot of it is. They hate it because they just want to have influence. Negative – no, I shouldn't say that. But what a lot of women don't get – and women – talk to a lesbian – talk to women that date women, and you know what happens? They side with us. You know who has the highest separation and divorce rate? Lesbians. Who's got the highest domestic violence rate? It's not men and women. It's women and women relationships. Just think about that for a second. And that's not me telling that story. That's statistics. Sometimes we just don't want to deal with it. Oh, good God. Now, she's going to have to get her mind right. I'll take her call today, but Let me level set here. When y'all call a talk radio show, Sherwin, don't interrupt me. Let me talk. No, because I have breaks I got to take. If you're saying something that's incorrect or inaccurate, I can't let that go out over my airwaves. Save that for another show where they allow falsehoods. So I'm just going to level set. You don't own the time when you call. You ain't just going to talk and I'm just going to not interject. So let's try this again. Maybe she's had some time to calm down. Hello, Lisa.
Good morning, Sherwin. I'm not angry. I don't know why you think I'm angry.
Well, nobody say you was angry, but you called making some demands you had no authority to make yesterday, no?
Okay.
All right, no.
I'll just be asking you, let me talk like Al, but you don't. But
first of all,
I would like to say to
that's not necessarily a bad thing.
I would like to say to Eric, I love you, sweetie. Milwaukee is nowhere near expensive. There's nothing expensive about Milwaukee. Nothing. Nothing. I'm
Lisa,
by myself.
You don't go anywhere. You literally don't go anywhere.
Sherwin, when I do go somewhere, I like to travel. Milwaukee is nowhere to go.
Nowhere for you, Lisa. Nowhere for you to go. There's a ton of you've admitted on a number of different occasions that you don't do much. In fact, you ain't come to the damn Third Street Market Hall. You've been threatening to come here for 3 years, so you wouldn't know what the cost is like to entertain yourself in this city because you don't go anywhere.
Where is there to go to be entertained?
No, for you, nowhere. Absolutely nowhere.
Well, it's the third world market. It's where I go to be entertained. Wow.
Okay, go on to your next point. I'm not going to argue with somebody who doesn't leave the house.
Okay, I leave the house. I drive around. Milwaukee has improved.
All right.
They really have. They have improved, built new buildings, put new places, took in the old ones and renovate them. They're looking nice, but they need more.
And you've been to none of them.
Murals around. Been none of what? To none of what?
The places with the new buildings and all the things, and Milwaukee is improving. Well,
Why are we arguing
about what you don't do?
No, Sherman, I told you, sweetie. Listen and remember.
I ain't your sweetie.
I told you. Okay, Mr. Hughes.
There you go.
I told you I cannot eat. I can't hold anything down. I'm used to going out to eat and spending $170-$180 on food, appetizing, just entrees. I can't do that. I wish I can enjoy doing that again because I love to taste different appetizers. And, you know, I have that one entree. If I don't like it, maybe I'll order another one.
Well, this makes sense. Milwaukee is not expensive to you because you're not eating.
Well, I can't eat anymore. That's what I'm telling you, not anymore. It will be a waste of money to take me out and even spend $24, even spend $12. I'll be happy going to Culver's. Just get some cheese curds. I get some cheese curds. There you go. It was upset my stomach.
I agree with you, Lisa. From your perspective, Milwaukee is not expensive. It is not.
Well, I'm not. Tell Eric. Look, Eric. Get, you know, if you want a friend, a girlfriend or whatever, you know, or somebody to just go out and hang out with, you know, and you're saying Milwaukee's expensive. Then that means you got to get another job to, you know, probably take a girl out. Or because that offends a woman if you tell her, well, you got to pay for your own, you know. But, you know, you let them know ahead of time. And if she's down with it, she's down with it. I'm a woman that's a loner. I enjoy being by myself. Do I want a man? No, not right now. And I might not want one in the future. Because I take care of my man. And right now, I can't take care of him right now. I can't take care of myself, let alone trying to take care of a man. Because, see, when a man comes to my door, he's going to be comfortable. He's going to be happy. He's going to have everything he needs. His food's going to be there, whether if it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner. He's just going to be happy. I'm going to make sure of that. Right now, I can't do that. You know, I can cook and everything, but to be honest, I enjoy being by myself right now.
Nothing wrong with that.
I have my money. Yeah, I have my money to myself. You know, even though it's hard, I didn't know what a budget is coming from six figures, you know, all the way down to four. That hurts. I had to comprehend, and I'm still trying to comprehend it. You know, I look at my SSDI, and I'd be like,
hang on, Lisa. You went from six figures to four, so from $100,000 to $9,000 a year?
Yes.
No.
Yes, I have, because, you know, I'm Sherwin. I don't have my business anymore. I'm on Social Security. They put me on SSDI or, you know, Social Security. You know, I had to learn all of that different. Oh, Jesus. So I'm on SSDI because I have a 10-year work history, and I have a good, you know, record on that. So I'm getting on that. They put me on that because I got on dialysis. Once you're on dialysis, you immediately, automatically are put on Social Security. So I'm on SSDI. It's, you know, my money is cute, but I'm used to making six figures.
What is cute and I was money almost, look like? Cute money?
I mean, it's like, you know, Lisa, do you want another Lincoln? Do you? I said, I think I'm going to lease one when they become, you know, when you get an electric one.
Lisa, you make four figures a year.
But
you can't even afford the link of the Lincoln. Four figures?
Well, I do have a, I have a Lincoln now.
How do you pay?
I have a $90.
Is your house? No, you got to pay rent or mortgage.
Yes, no, I don't because it's paid for.
You
already.
Still got to pay property taxes.
Yeah, you know, only thing I pay is my car insurance. My brother paid a utility bill. That's all we got.
Oh, you got roommates. You got a roommate.
No, I don't. I don't have a roommate. We have a duplex. So okay. It's a good thing. My brother, you know, he lives downstairs, and I live upstairs. And you know, we don't want no more bills. You know, like I said, I'm gonna buy another Lincoln when I get the electric ones out. I'm gonna keep this one. This my one I got now is going to be used to drive around the city of Milwaukee. And when the lease one I get, I'm going to go visit my nieces, my best friend. You know, I'm going to hit the road with it. You know, I can hit the road with this one now because it only got 86,000 miles on it. It's still in perfect condition. So, you know,
Lisa, what are we getting at here? Are we, like, reaching a point? Is there a question? What are we doing?
Eric, just take care of yourself. Love yourself. Spend money on you. Make sure you are happy and you get all your needs and wants.
Now, hold on, Lisa. Eric might want he might want a little nookie every now and again. Well, I think that's what he's getting at. He want a little taste sometimes.
Well, if you don't have that little taste, then you got to pay for that little taste.
Yes, you do.
You got to pay for everything.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, so I hope she make you happy for a little bit of time. I hope she ain't expensive.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, just do you, love. I tell people to travel all the time. You can boil, you'll lose your mind. Because you have fun doing it. You meet different people. That's why I enjoy meeting different people. I enjoy watching people. I enjoy even when I lost my leg. You know, Eric, baby, look, tell me.
Okay.
If we go out to eat, and you don't have enough money because I like to eat lobster. Look, if you, I
didn't
don't
you just
break
say
your
you
wallet.
Don't eat?
I don't, but I said back in the day, if you don't have the money, if I'm up here spending, you know, like, you know, $170 on dishes, and I see you might order only a burger, are you sure that's what you want, sweetie? If I'm asking you, are you sure that's what you want? Then that means I'm paying. There's something wrong, you know. Oh, you got this? Yes, what I got. Are you okay?
At least I got to go. Because we're just, I got to wrap this up.
I don't want nobody feeling bad. So I'll pay for my own food. I have no problem. But don't be looking at me crazy when I have all type of food coming to me.
You don't eat.
A burger. You know what, Cheryl, leave me alone. Even if I don't eat.
You called me.
You know
me.
What? I want probably some, I never ate oysters before. Because I was like, But even if I did,
be talking about oysters, when I said I gotta go, talking about leave her alone, she called my. I ain't call her.
Even though I'm going somewhere, I'm on a trip or whatever. Even in Milwaukee, if I want some oysters, I'm gonna order me some oysters. Even though I don't know how my stomach's gonna take it, but if I want some oysters, I'm gonna eat me some oysters. If I want some lobster, I'm gonna. It just look, I just gotta pay for it in the end.
Okay,
it's
all right.
$1, $2, $3.
There you go. You're going to pay all for right. it in the end. You used to paying $170 for the appetizers and the food. You'll pay for it. You got money. You got it. You got a Lincoln.
Well,
you might
I
get
know,
another
I,
Lincoln.
I had it, but all right.
Good
it's
luck to you. All right. Now.
Anyway.
Okay, then. All right. Okay.
I had to end it. I'm sorry. That was one of the most grueling segments I've ever done in radio.
As of September 2026, Wisconsin vehicle registration costs vary substantially depending on the vehicle type and where it is kept. For a City of Milwaukee resident, there are effectively three layers: the state registration fee, the Milwaukee County wheel tax, and the City of Milwaukee wheel tax. The key number for Milwaukee drivers is $71 in local wheel taxes, $41 to the City of Milwaukee, plus an additional $30 to Milwaukee County. Both apply to eligible vehicles customarily kept in the city. For a Wisconsin passenger car, a regular vehicle, the Wisconsin base registration fee is $85. If you live in the city of Milwaukee, you'll be paying an additional $71, with your annual total being, for a regular passenger car, $156 to register your vehicle kept inside of the city of Milwaukee. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because several people have remarked on just how expensive everything is. In fact, the affordability crisis is that, and it has reached the level of it is now political. What are these executives and legislators going to do to put some ease on the burden that our pocketbooks are feeling? One of my suggestions was having a tollway, because we are responsible for the upkeep and the maintenance of our roads here in southeastern Wisconsin. And if Milwaukee is to continue down its trajectory of being a convention city, and we're going to welcome with open arms all sorts of different people from different places that are coming to Milwaukee for not just conventions, but our entertainment, our restaurants, our concerts, our festivals, they are putting additional wear and tear on our roads. And right now, the wear and tear and the maintenance of our roads is on the backs of those people that are driving vehicles. A tollway can be a way to offset a couple of things: the maintenance costs on our roads and on our bridges, and ease the burden to taxpayers. Because if you live somewhere else, yet you come here, and yes, we want you to spend money and you're paying taxes and you're leaving gratuities when you go out to eat, but that does not include the maintenance of the roads that you are using to get to your destination. There are metro areas all over the country that utilize tolls. We should consider it, because we have no reason not to. If you have a hybrid passenger car in the state of Wisconsin, you're paying the Wisconsin base rate of $85 plus a state fuel surcharge of $75. Plus, if you live in the city of Milwaukee, that's an additional $71. You are paying $231 to register a hybrid vehicle. If you have a fully electric car, you are paying the $85 base rate to register that vehicle in Wisconsin. Plus, the state is going to charge you an additional $175 called a state fuel surcharge, because you're not buying gasoline and you're not paying gas taxes, so they're going to get your ass on the back end when you register your vehicle. If you keep that fully electric vehicle in the city of Milwaukee, you're paying an additional $71 on top of that, which arrives at $331 per year to be able to drive your vehicle on public roads in the state of Wisconsin. Let me also say this. That's a heavy amount, and it has gone up in recent years. And I'm going to give you the details of how it has gone up, sometimes under the cover of night without them even telling us. Register your vehicle. Some of y'all may not have the money, whatever the reason is, whatever the excuse is, you're going to get it done next month, next week, whenever it is. When you get pulled over for having expired tabs, please don't say that it's racist. Don't do that. Don't, because y'all crying wolf too much. Y'all saying every damn thing is racist. Register your vehicle. Now, it doesn't guarantee you're not going to get pulled over. You still might. But that is a surefire way to have them reds and blues behind you. And then you want to argue. You have to have your driver's license, and it's got to be in good standing. And your vehicle must be registered to drive on Wisconsin roads. And if it is not, if you don't have either of those things, why are you arguing with that cop? You're just pulling me over because I'm black. No, your license plate sticker says 1947. I was going to get it registered. Ma'am, your registration is 80 years expired. Well, you're racist. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. We'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
For parents, choosing the right school is one of the most important decisions you will make. At Milwaukee College Prep, we don't take that responsibility lightly. At MCP, your child is more than a student. They're a young person that we get to know by name, by strengths, and by the areas in which they need the most support. Together as a family and as a school, we work every day to help them grow and learn and build the confidence to reach their fullest potential. We partner closely with families, provide steady support, and act early when challenges arise so every child can thrive. Your child's growth, well-being, and success are at the heart of everything we do.
We would love to meet you and your child in person to share more about how we can work together. Don't wait. Limited seats are available. Apply today at MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com. That is MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com or call 414-264-6000, 414-264-6000. Let's talk to a patiently waiting Bobby. Hi, Bobby. How are you? You got a comment and a question for us.
Hey, I'm good, Sharon. Hey, look, okay, so I'm looking at, I was riding down Walnut over by Speed Queen the other day, and there was a emergency vehicle trying to get through. Now, you know, they cut that off, just one lane, so the traffic was really kind of thick. They couldn't get through. People couldn't pull over to the side. They couldn't do anything. All they could do is wait for the traffic to continue moving. So in that little time, somebody's life could have been lost. The city of Milwaukee seems to be growing. We are not a small little community. I mean, you know, the way this is being set up with these bump outs and these narrowing of lanes, I mean, that's suburban life. This is not the suburbs. I mean, this is a medium to large size city. I'm just not understanding. If we are growing, why are we not opening up the streets to move the traffic more? I understand that crazy driving these kids are doing here, but still, the point still remains. Our quality of life is being choked off, and then we're paying all these extra taxes for our vehicles, you know, registrations and all that. How do we move forward with this mandate to narrow the streets? What do we do with that? How can we protest that? What do we do?
Nothing, because reckless driving was such a problem. Residents and voters were very, very angry at the reckless driving and the running of lights and not paying attention to sign and signal. We spent $75 million to make those traffic calming measures, to reduce lanes, to put the bump outs in. There also was an education component. Also, we had to re-engineer some of our streets because people were literally getting killed. So now that it's become inconvenient, there's not a whole heck of a lot we can do about it, because the reason why we spent that allocation of money to do the traffic calming measures was to curb the reckless driving that was literally killing people. People were losing their lives. Now, here's something else I want to challenge. The city of Milwaukee is not growing. The city of Milwaukee is losing population. We are hemorrhaging population. People are not moving to Milwaukee. They are leaving Milwaukee. What's growing is the surrounding areas. The reason why our taxes are high and they're going higher is because we have less people living here to pay taxes. Now, what the mayor is trying to do is encourage people to come to Milwaukee because he wants to grow the city to 1 million people. I think that that's an ambitious goal. But to clear something up, we are losing population. In fact, we're losing so much population that we have lost two whole aldermanic districts. That's the equivalent of about 60, 70, maybe even 80,000 people in the last 20 years, because no one wants to live in Milwaukee. They want to live in surrounding suburbs for obvious reasons. Crime, real estate values are better, property taxes are lower, schools are better in some of those outlying communities. So, no, we have less people, and the people that are here are going to have to pay more to supplement the fact that people are actually leaving the city of Milwaukee.
Okay, well, I get all that, but I own a building on Final Lot, and the congested south of both directions. Final Lot is like a highway, okay? And so then, you know, I understand that you're trying to curb this reckless driving, but it really hasn't stopped the reckless driving. I mean, it might have slowed it down a little bit, but reckless driving is still a problem, and especially when I'm out there by my place. So, you know, I do understand what they're trying to do, but I don't understand the way they're trying to do it. You can't increase the population when you make people feel like they have no say. these things that are done being done here, I'm not understanding. Why wouldn't they have some type of forum where we could get together, everybody can voice your opinion?
They had community meetings and focus groups and they had town hall meetings. Back just prior to COVID and especially 2020, 2021, there were meetings and virtual conversations about what was going to be done about this allocation to reduce the reckless driving. You missed the boat on that, Bobby. This stuff was not done in a vacuum, and they had to get a lot of approval from the state of Wisconsin, the Department of Transportation. The city of Milwaukee can't just change the streets. City of Milwaukee can't just even put in a speed bump. They got to get permission from the state, and there were conversations and virtual meetings for years. This didn't just happen.
Okay, I get that part, I do understand that. But here's what has happened. It's what's happening right now. I was on Fond du Lac, Roosevelt over there, between Keefe and Fond du Lac on Roosevelt. So they're putting those bump outs over there, right? And so then they put all of these bicycle trails in, okay? Right, well, if you can't drive your car up and down the street safely, in Milwaukee, you certainly can't ride a bike up and down the street safely. I think that was a waste of money and time. And I pay a lot of taxes in the city of Milwaukee. And I say a lot. And so the whole point in what I'm saying is it's really very simple. My trying to get to one point A to point B is really, really, really a hard thing. I have to leave so much earlier now. It's like as if I'm living in Atlanta or somewhere where, you know, the traffic is horrible. Then God, the city put out one of those measuring devices to check the amount of traffic on Fond du Lac, right? And that guy he came to pick it up, and I just so happened to be out near there. And he said how many vehicles actually go up and down Fond du Lac, at least within this particular area. And when he said that, can you imagine 100,000 cars trying to go down a one-lane highway or street daily?
Yes. Especially because we're going to have about 6 more years of freeway construction on 94 eastbound and westbound. That's right.
Okay, yeah, right.
It's gonna be bad.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay, well, man, I don't want to hold you up. But I'm just puzzled by this. Really, I'm puzzled. Okay. All right. Well, thanks, man.
You're welcome, Bobby. Sounds like Bobby need to move to Arizona. Now, whenever decisions are made that impact things like the flow of traffic, somebody is always going to be unhappy. But the question is, who was the most unhappy party? People that are inconvenienced by the traffic calming measures, or people who have had their vehicles crashed, smashed, and people that have lost their lives because of the reckless driving? Who was more inconvenienced? And so when a decision had to be made, because the city couldn't just sit back and do nothing, reckless driving was a major problem. In fact, the first probably 2 years that 101.7 The Truth was broadcasting, it is all we talked about, between the car thefts, the running of the red lights, the speeding 80, 90 miles an hour down city streets, the high-speed chases. It is all we discussed. The city did not have the option to do nothing. Speed bumps were put in. Roundabouts were put in. Some lanes were narrow where there was two lanes of traffic. There was one. All sorts. And there was conversations in each respective area and district. There were virtual conversations. There were town hall meetings. What happens is people don't pay any attention to that. But then when they get inconvenienced because somebody else went to the meeting, somebody else voted in the election, and those are the people that had their decisions materialize into actual street calming measures, but then everybody else comes along. How come y'all did all this? I didn't know y'all was doing. I'm not picking on Bobby, but this is very, very typical. That's why it behooves us to find out who your elected officials are and sign up for e-notify so you can know what they're doing, where they're going, what the topics of conversations are. It behooves us to go to budget hearings, city budget hearings, county budget hearings, state budget hearing so you know how they are spending the ever-increasing amount of taxes that they are taking. Now, when we don't go to those meetings and we don't give our input, somebody else is going to make the decision. And it's going to continue on like that until the absolute end of time. And it's very disappointing, I know, for some. But if you weren't involved, we're all grown adults here. Right, I can't hold people's hands and tell them because I do my level best to tell you, hey, they're having a budget hearing. They're taking your tax money. Don't you want to have a say-so? If somebody is in your wallet, but they're giving you a chance, okay, I'm going to take all the money out of your wallet, Xavier, but I'm going to let you tell me where you want it spent. Now, I'm taking all of it now. I'm going to get it all. I'm going to get your credit cards, too. I'm going to get your debit card. I'm going to get that little bit of cash you got. But I'm going to allow you to tell me where you want the money spent. And there are people that show up. And those people that show up and have their voices heard and they follow up with their elected officials and they stay on top of things. And I know that can be a lot for some folks, but if you're going to prioritize something, why wouldn't you prioritize where your money gets spent? And if you don't do that, and if you don't prioritize where your money's being spent, ain't nothing I can do to help you. I know when they taking money from me, I'm going to give them my input. So maybe I need to have more of these elected officials on the show. They're so boring to talk to, though.
Hi, Sherwin. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you. Thank you to your audience. Thank you guys all so much. Thank you. You know, what we're going to do with this budget is we're going to prioritize.
Shut up! Get to the point!
Well, first thing we're going to do is we're going to give ourselves 3 raises.
It's so bad. I've talked to all. There's nobody I even want to interview anymore. If it's not like somebody who's up there like at Jesus level, what do I want to talk to him for? Because they all just say the same thing. I'm going to interview David Crowley at some point. I can tell you what David is going to say. Every day is a good day. I want to be the governor for all of Wisconsin. In fact, you know what? I'll do my own interview with David Crowley and save him the trouble. Because he's a very busy guy. He's got to go to Manitowoc and Oshkosh. He's got to go to Warsaw. He's got to go.
Ask hard questions.
What? Give me an example of a hard question. It was too hard. Can't answer because as a governor, you're real limited in what you can do. I don't know why people think the governor can move heaven and earth.
Well, ask him about his stance on databases and how he's going
to
how
they need to be regulated, but you can't prevent them. That's what he's going to say. You got to regulate them. Make sure that they're. He even has a damn acronym for y'all folks that's obsessed about the data center. 3 years ain't nobody going to be saying nothing about data centers. Watch, because it's going to be something else. We have to have them. And do we want Wisconsin to be a leader in technology or not? If not, give it to somebody else because we're used to that. Illinois got our trains from Talgo. We are used to not being innovative here and being afraid of technology, being afraid of the future because Wisconsin is a podunk, rural, country state with one big city of any kind of substance, and we're afraid of anything that is forward-looking because a lot of times the future in the state of Wisconsin is less and less white. So people are not. They're not embracing what the future may bring. So he's going to say, no, they got to build their own energy. Got to have them. We need data. I know I use data. I sat in a damn Tesla yesterday and watched the lunch break just drinking data, just sucking data. I was waiting on my food. I went and got me a chicken salad club from Family Table. So I got there a little early before my food was done. I said, let me watch the lunch break. I was drinking so much data. I could hear it. I could hear the voltages of the data. I was like, ooh.
How was the show?
I don't know. It's all right. The best part is reading the YouTube comments because when I pull it up in my vehicle, a quarter of the screen is the YouTube comments.
Yeah, sometimes I'll hop into the YouTube comments.
I can even type. I can chat along from my car. It's fantastic. So I was just, you know, using data. I'm like, ooh, some data center is using all the water right now. Like somebody's electric bill is going to go up by $9.88 next year because I'm watching Ray Nitti on the lunch break. All right, let's take a break, shall we? Just everybody just move away. Sherwin, Milwaukee is not expensive. Sherwin, Milwaukee is too expensive. Sherwin, it's too much traffic. Sherwin, it's too many roundabouts. Sherwin, we pay too much money for this. Sherwin, just go to Florida. Just go. Go to Maine. Go. Where's Bernie Sanders? Go to Vermont. Just go. What do you want?
heard it's a nice place.
I'm sure it is. Go. I don't mind. Get out. Go. All right. You calm down. I tell everybody to leave. Won't be nobody listening to my radio show. We're listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 FM. I'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Pay a lot of money to register our vehicles in the state of Wisconsin, and it seems that those costs, like everything else, are going up. Hybrids pay more. Wisconsin essentially treats the additional $75 hybrid fee and the $175 EV fee as a substitute for gasoline tax revenue. Drivers of gasoline vehicles contribute to the state's transportation system every time they purchase a gallon of gasoline. EV drivers, electric vehicle drivers, buy no gasoline, while hybrids generally consume less. Wisconsin therefore imposes an additional annual registration surcharge. The hybrid surcharge is $75. The EV surcharge is $175. That produces an interesting Milwaukee comparison. If you drive a gas-powered vehicle in the city of Milwaukee to register your vehicle to drive on public roads in the state of Wisconsin, will cost you $156 per year. If you drive a hybrid electric vehicle, which has an electric motor but also a gasoline engine, you are paying $231 per year to register your vehicle to drive legally on Wisconsin roads. And if you drive a fully electric vehicle, you are paying $331 a year to register your vehicle to be permitted for use on public roads in the state of Wisconsin. So an EV owner living in Milwaukee pays $175 more per year in registration than the owner of an otherwise comparable gasoline automobile. Personally, it's a ripoff, and it's not very environmentally conscious because we should be encouraging people to get away from our dependence on fossil fuels, but alas, we remain disappointed. The Milwaukee wheel tax matters. The term wheel tax is somewhat misleading and isn't calculated according to the number of wheels. It's simply a local vehicle registration fee authorized by state law. For someone living in the city of Milwaukee, you're paying the state $85. You're paying Milwaukee County $30 for a wheel tax, city of Milwaukee $41. Total for an ordinary car is $156. Milwaukee County adopted a $30 registration fee as part of its 2017 budget, and it has remained $30. The city fee has a longer history. In 2009, the city of Milwaukee wheel tax was $20. In 2021, the city of Milwaukee wheel tax went up to $30. In 2026, the city of Milwaukee wheel tax went up to $41. Stop it! No more wheel taxes! It's not like we got more wheels. I only got 4 wheels. Taxing me like I got 12 wheels. We need tolls. And I don't care if people that live elsewhere complain about it. You don't live in Milwaukee County. You don't live in the city. You have no say-so on the tolls that we as a county and a city want to levy on you. And here's what I would say to them, because we are trying to grow the city of Milwaukee. We do want more people to come here. The more people that move here, the more people that are paying property taxes, there could be a potential decrease in the levy amount. If more people move here, more people build homes here, pay property taxes where none are being paid right now in some of these vacant properties or whatever the hell, then I could see someday our property taxes going down. So there will be people from outside the city that come to the city several times a day, several times a week for business or for pleasure, whatever. If you don't like the toll that I hope we can implement one day, then move here and you won't have to pay it. Oh, you don't want to move here? Then shut your Mequon mouth. Shut your little whore Waukesha mouth. Not that everyone in Waukesha is a whore, but there's a few. You don't get to complain. They did a lot of complaining about our streetcar. Do you guys remember how much anger there was about the streetcar, which is a harmless, like, two and a half mile route just around downtown? They had a fit. The suburbanites raised a lot of hell. Why do you think that is? Because they knew that that route was going to expand and it would bring people from this city out to where they live, where we would not only have access to those suburban communities, we might decide to live out there, or we might apply for jobs out there and be competitive out there. I found that so fascinating that people who don't live in the city of Milwaukee and who otherwise hate it had a lot to say about our streetcar. You know what they were able to effectively do? Stifle the streetcar expansion, because the Republican-controlled legislature made sure that no property tax money could be used to expand the streetcar, which effectively killed it and killed its effectiveness in moving people from where they live to where the jobs are. You don't have a successful metro area if all the people live here, but the jobs and economic opportunity are way over there. You're asking people to be encumbered by additional costs of owning a vehicle and these exorbitant registration fees. I'm really unhappy about having to pay $331 because, I mean, I got the money, but I wanted to do something else with the money. I might want to buy a lady dinner and flowers and candy and take her to a concert. Now I got to use that money. I guess I'm not taking no lady to the concert with the flowers and the candy and the dinner. I guess I'll go pick her up. And she'll be like, oh, Sherwin, what are we doing? Driving around. What do you mean we're just going to drive around? I thought we were going to go to the concert and you were going to get me the flowers and the candy and the dinner. No, all that money got ate up in a registration fee. So sit there in the passenger seat, put your seatbelt on. Here, you want to listen to music? Here, we can play this Dr. Dre album, but we just going to drive around because I spent the money I was going to spend on you registering the Tesla. All right, then. I guess we'll drive around then. Don, don't hear. I don't want to hear nothing from you, woman. Driving around in circles. The Common Council ultimately adopted an $11 increase to the wheel tax in the city of Milwaukee for 2026, bringing the city fee from $30 to $41. Consequently, Milwaukee city residents get hit with both local fees, while someone elsewhere in Milwaukee County but outside a municipality imposing its own wheel tax generally pays the county's $30 fee. 2007. The Wisconsin automotive registration fee was $55. 2008, it went to $75. 2009, Milwaukee began collecting its $20 wheel tax. 2017, Milwaukee County added a third $30 wheel tax. 2018, Wisconsin began charging electric vehicles an additional $100. 2019, Wisconsin increased ordinary automobile registration from $75 to $85. October 2019, Wisconsin instituted the $75 hybrid surcharge. Wisconsin Department of Transportation budget history confirms the $75 to $85 automobile increase and the creation of the hybrid fee. 2021, Milwaukee increased its city wheel tax from $20 to $30. October 2023, Wisconsin increased the EV surcharge from $100 to $175. October 2025, Wisconsin increased many heavier vehicle registration fees by 10% and enacted new plate insurance replacement fees. The ordinary automobile registration fee did remain at $85. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. I'll be right back.
The Truth with Sherwin Hughes returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Life is better when you know you're covered. With a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance, you're not just buying coverage. You're getting an agent who helps you feel protected and prepared.
Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Charge them some tolls. $1.50 per car. $2.25 per truck. See how they like them apples. Because guess what? They're still coming. That's right. They're still going to come to the baseball game. They're still going to come to the Fiserv Forum. They're still going to gallivant around the Deer District. They're still coming to Summerfest. They're still coming to State Fair. They're still coming to the convention at the Baird Center. Should have made them Jehovah's pay. The Jehovah's was just hanging out, just closed down all the streets. There must have been an order from Jehovah to close the streets down in Milwaukee. Whatever, that's fine. You're going to pay what you weigh, Jehovah. Mormons, too. The Amish, they don't. How much would we charge for a buggy? You know, the Amish, they don't got cars. They got horse and buggy. We'll register that damn horse. Put a license plate on the horse's ass. You ain't going to ride around with no horse, with no plate, no tag on that horse. You better register that damn horse. Don't think you're going to bring your horse to the city of Milwaukee. And you're going to pay it because the horse is poop. You gotta pay the fee because we ain't paying for that. We're going to stop letting these folks take advantage of us now. We're on Lindsey Clancy verdict watch for the protection of all that women and the four waves of feminism have provided for the sake of the future of the feminists. You should hope Lindsey Clancy is found guilty of murdering her children. Let me tell you why. For no less than 100 years, women have been telling us ad nauseum that their hormones and their biology should not be included in making judgments about their behaviors and their abilities to lead. Women have tried so very hard for so long to tell us, the rest of the world, that they are equal to men and in some cases superior. Their hormones and cycles be damned. That is unfair. That is misogynistic. That is toxic to say that the biology of a woman is so very different that she cannot be considered the same as a man. Well, if Lindsey Clancy uses her postpartum depression as a reason why she was able to murder her children, here's what's going to happen. Because remember, the Republicans under a Trump regime control the whole of federal government. This verdict will set a precedent. The federal government loves precedent. You know who else loves precedent? The U.S. Supreme Court. Well, if a woman's biology and her emotions and her postpartum depression can lead her to murder her children, in which we will not incarcerate her for that, then her biology does lead when the decisions are made. Well, can't be president then. Can't have a woman with postpartum depression start a war because, you know, her biology could lead her to kill a nation's worth of people. Can't vote because we can't have a woman using the ability to choose her elected leaders and be impacted by her postpartum depression or her biology. She may make a terrible decision. Hell, can't let them drive cars because if you drive a car and you're experiencing some kind of hormonal or biological change, you may be a danger to yourself and others on the road. And if you think this is far-fetched, you must not know how the world is operating under Donald Trump. If this woman is able to dupe the feminist movement and use postpartum depression and her hormones and her physical biology to justify murdering her children, then women are going to pay a price. This is not going to be a one-off. So for the movement and the sanctity of the movement, you all should hope that she is found guilty, because if her hormones can be used as an excuse to murder her children, father should be getting custody in every single court case from this point forward, because if the mother is going through some mental situations because of her hormones, she may kill her children. Better give the kids to the dad. And oh, by the way, ladies, I hope you're going to be prepared to pay child support. You want everything to be equal. You're going to hate 17% coming out of your check. I know women to pay child support, and they are murderously angry. Literally. 17%. Second child, 30%. Oh, that's after taxes, by the way. Oh, that's a punch in the gut. Yeah, it is. All right, let's say your check is, let's say you make $2,000. That's what you take home. No, no, that's your gross. Let's say you put money away in your 401k and your actual take home pay, I guess that would be your net, would be $1,000. You got two kids, you taking home $700. Now remember, you gross $2,000. You have to get another job. And you make $2,000 a week. Oh, yeah, I know a woman that's paying 30% in child support, and she is angry all the time. She wakes up just screaming, damn it, I got to go to work and pay for this. Makes me wonder, what did you do to lose your kids, ma'am?
Equal rights.
Equal rights, but with discounted accountability. I think that is what they're looking for. Equal rights means a bunch of stuff is going to suck for you, because everything that men have to deal with ain't exactly fun. But you know what is fun? The lunch break coming up next.